Yasuyuki Sawada, chief economist for the Asian Development Bank, says Asia's economic integration is already taking shape.
Not only Asia became open to global economy, but also within Asia, interconnectedness enhanced in last 4 or 5 decades. So that's the source of growth of Asia. Asia economic integration is really the key driver. Secondly, some numbers showing that more than around 60% of Asian trade is now can be exchanged within Asia. Also, foreign direct investment, around 65% or 55%. Asian foreign direct investment has been made within Asia.
However, a number of others are also expressing concerns that trade protectionism could be an obstacle for Asia's economic integration. Chinese Vice Commerce Minister Chen Kemin says the world needs a multilateral trading system.
The world economic recovery still lacks speed and momentum. That means everyone needs to make their own contributions to facilitate the process. The mention of multilateral trading system will definitely collapse if everyone takes their own breakaway. During the two world wars, trade protectionism was in vogue, plunging the world into chaos. Any responsible power, any leader with a conscience should adopt a sensible attitude on the current situation.
Addressing the opening ceremony of this year's Boao Forum, Chinese President Xi Jinping has announced 4 major steps to try to expand China's opening up. They include significantly broadening market access, creating a more attractive investment environment, strengthening protection of intellectual property rights, and taking the initiative to expand imports. Dennis Depu, managing partner of global consultancy Roland Berger in Greater China, says Xi Jinping's speech demonstrates China's determination to remain open.
At the end of his speech, he insisted that he wants this to be implemented sooner than later. He made this point very explicit, which I think is also new, and in a way, well, first of all, this is good for foreign business in China. Second, it's also, I think, quite a warning to government departments, to provinces, to the Chinese administration that China is serious about reform and it needs to happen. And
Ronnie Linz, director of Center for China-Brazil Research and Business, argues that open markets are indispensable for global economic development.
Só a abertura dos mercados.
Under the current situation, global economic development will only be the case if everyone opens their markets to the outside world and cooperate together. Pursuing development with doors shut will only lead to failure.
This is Boao Forum for Asia Annual Conference wrapped up on Wednesday. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.